Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. This is part two of our three-part series on the British Empire. If you recall, we left the fledgling empire on the cusp of a new era. New colonies, trade routes and commodities, and the emergence of two central pillars of British power, the East India Company and the Royal Navy. In today's episode, we will be looking at the dominance of the British Empire and the achievements at the height of its power. Two events took place during this period that can be said to supercharge the empire and allow it to affect the world as it did. The first of these was the Act of Union in 1707. The Union itself was a complex and multifaceted event that took years to complete, and this would require more time than we have here to talk about. But for our purposes, the Act of Union joined the different nations of England, Wales, and Scotland. But how did the British Empire benefit from the Act of Union in 1707? The Act of Union between England and Scotland played a significant role in strengthening the British Empire in several ways. The Union created a single market, allowing for the free movement of goods and capital between England, Wales, and Scotland. This facilitated economic growth and development, providing a stronger economic base for the British Empire. The combined resources of all of the countries contributed to the funding of imperial ventures, including colonization and trade. The Union consolidated military resources, creating a larger, more powerful army and navy. This military strength was crucial in expanding and protecting British interests overseas. With the combined forces of England and Scotland and Wales, the British Empire was better able to assert control over colonies and territories, and to defend against rival European powers. The Act of Union helped to create political stability within Britain. It established a unified parliament for Great Britain, ensuring common laws and governance across all nations. This stability provided a strong foundation for the government to pursue imperial ambitions without the distraction of internal conflicts. The Union fostered greater cultural exchange, especially between England and Scotland, leading to shared values, language, and identity. This cultural unity helped to create the sense of British identity that extended to the colonies. It also facilitated the spread of English as a global language, which became a key tool for administration and commerce within the empire. A unified Britain presented a more formidable diplomatic presence on the world stage. This allowed the British Empire to negotiate treaties, alliances and trade agreements from a position of strength, expanding its global influence and securing advantageous terms for its colonial ventures. Overall, the Act of Union of 1707 played a crucial role in consolidating the resources, military power and political stability needed for the expansion and the maintenance of the British Empire. The second event was the Industrial Revolution. Technically, the Industrial Revolution began in the 18th century, but its effects were felt for generations afterwards. The Industrial Revolution had a profound impact on the British Empire, transforming it into the largest empire in history. And here's how. The Industrial Revolution fueled Britain's economic dominance, innovations in machinery, manufacturing, and transportation led to increased productivity and the mass production of goods. This economic strength allowed Britain to finance its imperial ambitions, invest in infrastructure, and establish trade networks around the world. The Industrial Revolution created a demand for raw materials to fuel manufacturing processes. Britain's colonies provided abundant natural resources such as cotton, minerals, and timber, which were essential for industrial production. In return, finished goods from the British factories were exported back to the colonies, creating a lucrative trade network that further enriched the empire. Britain's technological advancements during the Industrial Revolution, such as steam power, railways, and telegraph communication, gave it a significant advantage over other nations. This technological superiority facilitated the expansion and administration of the empire, enabling faster transportation of troops and goods, better communication between colonies and the homeland, and more efficient exportation of resources. Industrialization enabled Britain to maintain a powerful military force that was crucial for expanding and protecting its empire. Modern weapons such as rifled firearms and steam-powered warships gave British forces an edge over indigenous armies and rival European powers. This military dominance allowed Britain to establish control over territories and suppress resistance more effectively. The Industrial Revolution influenced colonial governance by centralizing administrative control and imposing British institutions and laws on colonial territories. This facilitated the management of vast and diverse colonial holdings, ensuring stability and efficient exploitation of resources for the benefit of the empire. The Industrial Revolution also spread British culture, language, and values around the world. British literature, education systems, legal systems, and social norms were often adopted in colonial territories, reinforcing British influence and identity. Overall, the Industrial Revolution propelled the British Empire to unprecedented levels of power and influence, shaping the modern world in significant ways. The empire still faced problems, however, even at its height. The most notable of these was the collapse of the East India Company. We heard in our last episode that this company had come to dominate trade and had gathered power in Southeast Asia that rivaled many nations. However, due to a loss of monopoly, financial mismanagement, and a rebellion in India, the company was forced to accept government intervention and was officially dissolved in 1858. This led to direct intervention over India by the British government, and the result was the governance by the British Raj. The collapse of the East India Company affected the British Empire in several ways. It highlighted India as the most important colony in the empire and led to direct administrative focus that was previously missing from other colonies. However, direct government ruling also planted the seeds for later independence. Another problem the British Empire faced was the rebellion from North America. The 13 colonies that rebelled and led to the American War of Independence, leading eventually to the formation of the United States. The reasons for the rebellion are generally accepted to be due to taxation, representation, and ideas on liberty and freedom. The rebellion had a profound impact on the British Empire. The American Revolutionary War resulted in the loss of the 13 colonies, which had been one of the wealthiest and most populous regions of the British Empire. The colonies provided valuable resources such as agricultural products, timber and raw materials, as well as revenue from trade and taxes. The loss of the American colonies had a considerable economic impact on Britain. Trade with the colonies was disrupted, leading to a decline in British exports and economic growth. Additionally, Britain faced significant war debts incurred during the conflict, which strained the economy further. However, with the loss of the American colonies, Britain shifted its attention away from North America and focused more on other parts of its empire, particularly India and the Caribbean. This shift in focus led to the consolidation and expansion of British control in these regions. While Britain lost its North American colonies, it continued to expand its empire elsewhere. The late 18th and early 19th centuries saw significant British territorial expansion in India, Africa, and the Pacific, as well as the establishment of new colonies and trading posts. The loss of the American colonies weakened Britain's position as the dominant colonial power in North America. It also allowed other European colonial powers, such as France and Spain, to increase their influence in the region. However, Britain remained a global superpower, with its empire spanning across continents. With this new era of domination, we have new players on the global stage pushing the interests of the British Empire. These are Queen Victoria. Her reign, which was 1837 to 1901, saw the expansion of the British Empire to its greatest extent. Her long role, known as the Victorian era, oversaw significant industrial, cultural, and political change. William Gladstone in 1809 to 1898 and Benjamin Disraeli 1804 to 1881. These two statesmen dominated British politics during the late 19th century. They served multiple terms as Prime Minister and were influential in shaping British domestic and foreign policy, including issues related to the Empire. Rudyard Kipling, who was a prolific writer and poet, and Kipling's works often celebrated British imperialism and the values of the British Empire. His writing, including The Jungle Book and Kim, captured the spirit of the age and influenced perceptions of empire. So, as we finish our second episode, we leave the British Empire changed, but still powerful. Supercharged by the Industrial Revolution, the Empire, having learned the lessons from North America and the collapse of the East India Company, focused entirely on new territories. Please join us next time for our final chapter on the British Empire. We will examine how the Empire collapsed after such a dominant period of time.